Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Thursday, November 9th, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. Today, we unravel the story of Far Network, a Russian-speaking mastermind linked to at least five notorious ransomware gangs. In a digital game of cat and mouse, experts from Group IB have pierced the veil of anonymity that once shrouded a prolific threat actor. This operator, known for running Nakoyawa Ransomware as a Service, is also implicated in a slew of cybercrimes dating back to 2019. Stay with us as we explore these threats and more in today's Daily Cyber Threat Intelligence Brief. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. The first article relates to cybersecurity experts who have unveiled a sophisticated method of cryptojacking that exploits Microsoft Azure's automation service, which effectively makes cloud-based cryptocurrency mining invisible and free. The discovery by SafeBreach involves three distinct techniques to run a miner without attracting attention or charges, which they achieved by finding and manipulating a bug in Azure's pricing calculator. This enabled the continuous execution of jobs at no cost, which Microsoft has since addressed but has also referred to the exploitation method as by design. The stealthy miner works by creating and failing test jobs to obscure the true nature of the activity within the Azure environment. Furthermore, the threat extends beyond mining. The tactics employed could be adapted for any unauthorized code execution on the platform. SafeBreach has taken a step further by releasing a proof of concept named CoinMiner, demonstrating the potential for free computing power exploitation. Microsoft's response underscores the need for customers to diligently monitor their cloud environments. With these sophisticated techniques emerging, organizations must educate themselves and proactively watch for signs such as undetectable exploits to safeguard their systems. Our second article concerns the Monero project, which has confirmed a significant theft from one of its wallets, with a loss amounting to approximately $437,000. The breach, disclosed by a project maintainer known as Luigi, occurred in early September and involved the community crowdfunding system CSS Wallet, which suffered unauthorized withdrawals totaling 2,675 Moneros over 9 transactions. The circumstances surrounding the breach remain murky, though it aligns with the patterns of wallet draining incidents observed since April. In response, Monero's team has bolstered security measures, including enabling multisig, which requires multiple authorization for transactions to safeguard against similar events. The situation becomes even more complex with the involvement of Atomic Wallet, which earlier faced attacks leading to the theft of funds from over 5,000 wallets, a heist attributed to the infamous Lazarus Group with connections to North Korea. While the exact penetration technique remains elusive, Atomic Wallet and other victims are actively working with cybersecurity firms and exchanges to understand the breach and recover the stolen assets. Moreover, there's a disturbing consideration that the notorious LastPass breach might have been inadvertently facilitated with these attacks. Some researchers and victims posit that the wallet seeds could have been compromised through LastPass despite the absence of concrete evidence and the password manager's CEO refuting these claims. The mystery persists, and as we wait for the conclusive findings, the story serves as a stark reminder of the volatile nature of cryptocurrency security. And in our last story of the threat landscape overview, Signal, the privacy-focused messaging app, is testing a new feature that allows users to create public usernames, enabling them to communicate without revealing an actual phone number. This feature aims to provide an additional layer of anonymity, a step forward in user privacy. Signal's VP of Engineering has indicated that after a few rounds of internal checks, the feature is now in a staging phase. In this testing environment, which runs parallel to the live app, users can expect a less stable experience with issues like unreliable push notifications. To join the staging environment, users need to install a separate build and create a new account with a phone number. This can be the same number used for the main Signal service. In this space, Users can explore the new feature by navigating to their profile setting and tweaking the privacy controls related to the number's visibility. The app provides detailed guidance for users to turn off phone number discovery, pushing the username to the forefront as the primary contact identifier. For now, Signal users keen to try out the new feature must install the pre-beta versions, with the process varying across different operating systems. macOS and Windows have desktop installers, and Android users must go through Firebase, while Linux users can access the alpha repository. In today's vulnerability dispatch, we have Royal Mail, the UK's most venerable courier company, who is currently under scrutiny for a cybersecurity lapse that potentially puts users in harm's way. A freshly unearthed open redirect vulnerability within one of its sites has been identified, raising alarms about the potential for phishing and malware attacks against its customer base. Despite its storied history and market dominance, boasting double the UK market share of giants like Amazon, Royal Mail has recently encountered a severe cyber-related challenge. Earlier this year, the company was embroiled in a confrontation with Lockbit Ransomware Group, which demanded an exorbitant $80 million ransom. Opting for resilience over capitulation, Royal Mail refused to pay, enduring a temporary cessation of international dispatch services as a result. In the aftermath, the courier has presumably fortified its digital defenses, yet findings from CyberNews' latest research suggest that the vulnerabilities persist. Their team has spotlighted a worrisome open redirect flaw, a type of security gap that manipulates web applications to forward users to alternative pages. Such vulnerabilities can effectively cloak nefarious URLs, masquerading them as trustworthy links that could lead unsuspecting users to malicious destinations. The implicated site has been offline for an extended period of time, hinting at the possible remedial action by Royal Mail, though the company has not formally communicated its response to the reported vulnerability. And now for a ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. In our first story, GroupIB researchers diving into the dark web have unmasked a prolific ransomware mastermind known as FAR Network. During an undercover operation, they infiltrated a job interview at the Nicoya Ransomware Group and gleaned critical information from FAR Network himself. This individual isn't new to the game. He's been linked to at least 5 different ransomware strains dating back to 2019, with names like JSWorm, Karma, and Nephilim under his belt. His operations have extorted substantial sums, with payouts reaching up to $1 million. FAR Network's business model was simple. Affiliates deploy the ransomware and collect the money, splitting the profits. But as the cybercriminal detailed his operation, he inadvertently provided enough information for GroupIB to trace his activities. Despite FAR Network's recent announcement of retirement following the closure of Nicoya's ransomware as a service operation, experts are skeptical. IB Group anticipates we'll see him reemerge with new schemes. In our next story, ransomware continues to plague the digital landscape, and the FBI's latest private industry notification, or PIN, highlights a concerning trend. Cybercriminals are leveraging third-party vendors and legitimate system tools to gain initial access to target networks. The alert, aimed at industry professionals, outlines how, as recent as July 2023, operators exploited vulnerabilities and vendor-managed remote access to infiltrate casino servers. These attacks were not just opportunistic, they were calculated, frequently targeting smaller and tribal casinos to encrypt servers and compromise sensitive personal data. The FBI has also shed light on Silent Ransom Group, also dubbed Lunamoth. This group has been conducting callback phishing attacks that manipulate victims into using legitimate management tools, which attackers can then abuse to install additional software, exfiltrate data, and extort companies. To counter these threats, the FBI advises organizations to maintain offline, encrypted, and immutable backups. Additionally, the Bureau underscores the importance of reviewing third-party vendor security postures, documenting approved remote management solutions, and being vigilant for any unauthorized installations. The PIN further emphasizes preparedness, advising organizations to have a robust recovery plan, implement network segmentation, and maintain a keen eye on any suspicious network activities. These recommendations aren't just guidelines, they're critical components of a comprehensive cyber defense strategy. And that brings us to the end of today's journey through the digital underbrush. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Cyber Threat Intelligence Brief. Remember, the battleground of cybersecurity is ever-shifting. Vigilance is key, so keep your software updated, your data backed up, and your cyber sense sharp. Give us a follow on Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, or anywhere where you get your podcasts. And join us again in tomorrow's episode, where we will decode the secrets of the cyber world. Until then, I'm the Dark Web Detective, signing off. Stay safe in the Matrix, and may your firewalls be unbreachable.